Now we'll begin this evening's public hearings. First case, please.
Thank you. The first application under public hearings tonight is 11,713 Jungle Gems Amusement Park. Seeks variances from the maximum height requirement, section 115-82C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 212 feet south of Country Club Road. The 911 address is 36944 Country Club Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, map 19, parcel 163. Specifically, they are requesting a 5-foot and 18-foot variance for height for a new slide and a canopy. We did receive two letters in support. One of them states that it is from Steve Yeager. This letter is to state that I support the changes to Jungle Gems Water Park is proposing. The changes are removing the go-karts and replacing a new taller canopy by 2 feet, a water slide, more parking, and uniform close time at 8:00 p.m. If Jungle Gem wants to stay open until 10:00 p.m., I also support that. I am an absentee owner at Sanibel Village, 3715 Sanibel Village. The next letter in support is we have a condo in Sanibel Village next to Jungle Gems. We have read the request from modify their park work design. We agree with their request and feel it is a good improvement for our community. We hope you will approve it. John and Peggy Woods, 3500 Sanibel Court, Unit 3504 in Rehoboth Beach. We received one letter in opposition, and the letter is from John H. Forey Jr. and Donna Forey. And it's, we are the owner of a property located at 49 Eagle Drive in Rehoboth. They received the notice regarding the upcoming public hearing for the Board of Adjustment tonight. They vehemently disapproval of the construction and placement of the new Jungle Gems water slide. We also request the variance for the maximum height requirement from the county code be categorically denied. When, within the particular section of the county code, it states the regulations are made with reasonable consideration, among other things, of the character of the particular district involved, its particular suitability for particular uses, the conservation of property values and natural resources, and the general and appropriate trend and character of land, building, and population development. They believe that our quality of life and the conservation of our property values would be seriously and dramatically impacted in a very undesirable manner if the project is allowed as submitted. Specifically, it is a reasonable to conclude that the said project will significantly reduce our property value. Additionally, our quality of life would be very much compromised by the loud noise and invasion of privacy with the structure so approximate to our property. Another example of the quality of life impact is something as basic as the use of our double outdoor shower. The Jungle Gems customers would have easy and full access to look directly down into our shower. We use our outdoor shower every day during the summer and expect to have complete privacy while showering. In summary, they respect the request that the project be disallowed in general and the variance in question at this hearing be denied. And we did receive 7 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
William D. Ringo, 1886 Bethpage Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Wait right here.
T. William Ringo, 11 Dodge Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
John Barwick, Kearns and Associates, Consulting Engineers.
Your address?
129 Cosmic Creek Road, Lewis.
Thank you. And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I think all the board members are familiar with me at this point. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. Tonight, I'm representing Jungle Gems Amusement Park, the applicant in tonight's variance application. With me tonight, as you just heard when they were sworn in by Mr. Sharp, is Bill Lingo, one of its owners, another Bill Lingo, who happens to be the general manager, and then John Barwick with Cairns and Associates, who were the consulting engineers on the project. Tonight's application, as you heard when it was read into the record, is an application to add a new feature or water slide to the amusement park in the place where there used to be one of the go-karts situated along what you would refer to as the back of the property if you were looking at the property from Country Club Road. More specifically, tonight's variance Request is for a variance from the 42-foot height requirement in the Commercial Code, Sussex County Code, Section 115-82C. A moment ago, I handed some exhibit notebooks out to Ms. Cornwell. It looks like they've made it all the way over to Ms. Norwood. Tab 1 is simply a copy of the application itself. I think everyone here is a longtime Sussex Countyan who's sitting on this board and knows that the property that's the subject of this application is probably one of the most recognizable properties in all of coastal Sussex County, as it is the Jungle Jim's property, which is just off of Route 1, situated along Country Club Road. It is likely that almost everyone here, whether they're in front of me or behind me, has likely visited Jungle Jim's at some point in their life, or sent visitors to go to Jungle Jim's, or had a child or knew a child or a neighbor who spent a summer season there working for the park, or obviously has had some other contact with the park. The amusement park itself has been there since at least 1974. Originally, it was owned by the Townsend family, and then since 1998, it has been owned by the Lingo family. One of the family members is present here tonight. The details of the property are itself is that it is about a 15-acre parcel that is zoned C1. Originally, the C1 zoning classification back in 1974 included amusement parks as a permitted use in that district. In 1992, the Sussex County Code changed, and an amusement park was no longer a permitted use, but instead became a conditional use. After the Lingo family purchased it from the Townsend family, they, of course, wanted to, as any new owner would, and as you maintain something, to update and modernize the park, and they began to research their options in the year 2000. If you were to look at tab 2 in the exhibit notebook, you will see that they went to the Planning and Zoning Department in Sussex County and asked how they would go about doing that, given the change in the Sussex County Code over time, the amusement park use moving from being a permitted use to a conditional use, and of course there was not an existing conditional use for the amusement park. If you look at tab 2, you'll see a letter dated July 25, 2000 from Dennis Schrader, who was at that time the assistant county attorney. In his letter to Mr. Lank, he indicates that this is a pre-existing non-conforming use and that subsequent changes to the park would be done through a commercial site plan review process. As most of the board members know, they've been here long enough, the Board of Adjustment does not conduct commercial site plan reviews. That's the purview of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And in fact, that was the process that's been used historically at Jungle Jim's. In 2002, there was a after this letter from the Planning and Zoning Commission, there was a significant rearrangement and addition to Jungle Jim's. The mountain slides, the most prominent feature there, were added at that time in addition to the lazy river, the mini golf courses, the bathhouses and pavilions and batting cages. And again, that was all done through a commercial site plan review. I'm going to highlight the 2002 addition, additions to the park, because at that time is when the two tallest slides, the slides that you currently see that are the tallest on the mountain, are the Anaconda and the Stampede. And those two slides with their canopy are approximately 60 feet tall. In 2008, the Jungle Jim's added the spray area to the park, and again, that was done through the commercial site plan review at the Planning and Zoning Commission. Thereafter, over the past several years, more correctly, the owners of Jungle Jim's have again been looking at ways to make sure that the park stays modern and attractive for the locals here, as well as all the visitors, many visitors who come to our coastal area. Part of any update, of course, is updating rides that are in an amusement park. And in addition to looking at any updates to the rides, the owners took into consideration things that they have heard from the neighbors that are adjacent to this property. As you know, if you were to look at the tax map or the site plan, that there are residential neighborhoods which back up to and are adjacent to the Jungle Jim's water park. The most complained about feature of the park was late night noise and the sound emanating from the five go-kart tracks that were in the park. While the water park closes at 8 p.m., largely for safety reasons, the go-karts, of course, would and the mini golf course would stay open till after 10 o'clock. Over the past several years, beginning in 2011, the park has been systematically removing those go-karts to help alleviate the noise from those for the neighbors and also get a more uniform closing time in the park. As of last year, the last go-kart track was removed from the park, and as they've been removing these go-kart tracks, they've been adding parking. Over the last 4 years, they've added another 250 parking places, which are now right on the site itself as part of that. And the last stage of this update and modernization at this time for Jungle Gyms is the proposed addition of this water slide where that go-kart track was just removed from. When Jungle Gyms approached the water slide manufacturing companies about the water slide, the initial water slide proposals that they got back from the manufacturing companies were in excess of 70 feet. As part of that, the Lingo family went back to the manufacturers and said that, you know, the highest point of the park right now is at 60 feet, and looked for ways to try to match that height and obviously still provide safe rides for the folks who come and visit the park. Through further discussions, it was determined that the minimum height at which these slides could exist and safely get a rider from top to bottom would be 47 feet. Of course, a 47-foot platform is 5 feet above the 42-foot height requirement. In addition to that, as part of the safety structure and superstructure of the slide, there is an additional 13-foot canopy that extends above a slide, which provides, obviously, railings and protections for riders and for lifeguards in attendance at those rides, and, of course, sun protection as well, which is the same as the existing rides that are there. They each have canopies that extend above the platform. If you were to look at Exhibit 3, or Tab 3, rather, in the exhibit notebook, you'll see a letter from Splashtacular, which is the manufacturer of the proposed slide. In that letter, the manufacturer states that it is their professional recommendation that 47 feet would be the minimum safe height to bring riders down at a safe speed and minimize oscillation with our drop gate and speed slide type rides. And I say all that to provide you with background as to why this height was chosen. It was not a random height that was chosen. Frankly, the manufacturer of the slide would have much preferred that the slide be significantly higher, as that is what they do. Their standard slide would be, and if you turn to the second page, you will see that they say that we see towers over 100 feet tall in large theme parks. And so this is a much scaled down version to match the existing conditions in the Jungle Gyms park. With the size of the slide reduced to 47 feet, the owners of the park, with their council, met with Mr. Lank and discussed utilizing the commercial site plan review process that was used during all those the other changes that occurred to the Jungle Gyms amusement park. Mr. Lank indicated that for this application, he felt that the best course would be to file a variance application with the Board of Adjustment. The application was filed, and we're here in front of you tonight. The proposed slide The image that's on the screen is also tab 4 in your exhibit notebook. I thought it might be easier to see if it was up on the screen, but it may not be. But if you look in the far upper right-hand corner of what's on the screen, you will see a site map which basically just shows, as I mentioned previously, the location of the of Jungle Gyms just west of Route 1 on Country Club Road. In the next block to the left of that, the medium-sized block, you will see the proposed location of the new water slide feature. in the lower left-hand corner of the amusement park. The rest of the features that are there are currently existing, and if you look in your exhibit notebooks or up there on the screen, you can see where this would be located on the actual site, Jungle Gym site. In the far left-hand corner, the largest box, you see a schematic or layout of the proposed slide with the five ends sticking out, I guess, in a northwesterly direction. What I've just moved onto the monitor is also Exhibit 5 in your notebook. If you look at that, you will see the height of the proposed slide. You'll see the line measuring up to 47 feet, and that line is the platform on which a rider or attendant would stand. And then above that, you see the line that goes to 60 feet, and that's the very top of the canopy. You can see the multicolored canopy shown there. That is the slide that was proposed by the manufacturer to fit the height requirements, or as closely fit the height requirements as could be accomplished. If we return to the site map, which is the middle medium-sized block, the slide is approximately 80 feet away from the property line to the south. In the letters that were read into the record by Ms. Cornwell at the outset, there were several concerns that I jotted down as I was reading those letters in. One was a concern about a decrease in property values. Mr. Lingo, the elder Mr. Lingo that's sitting here, Bill Lingo, is a certified appraiser, and he could happily address that. I will summarize what he would say, which is that it is difficult to imagine how the addition of a water slide to an existing water park would depreciate these individuals' property values. As you all know, Jungle Gyms is an amusement park with many water slides and water features and activities, and this would simply be an additional activity of the same nature. Another concern that was mentioned that I heard in those letters was that it is not inappropriate use in this zoning classification. And as I mentioned at the outset, it actually was a permitted use in C1 and now is a conditional use. And the history of this park is that it has existed and been an amusement park since at least 1974. There was a concern mentioned, I think near the end of the letter, regarding the sight lines, that the if a person was standing on the platform, that they would be able to see into a neighbor's property. And our consulting engineers can speak to that better than I can. But when I was speaking to them a moment ago, Mr. Cairns, the geometry is such that you would not be able to see into, for instance, somebody's outdoor shower from those platforms. One of the other concern I heard that intrigued me was a concern about noise. And frankly, that's one of the reasons why the park is pursuing the elimination of the go-karts and moving forward with the proposed water slide, is because the biggest complaint they received was the noise from the go-karts, mm-hmm. and the fact that they ran well into the later evening hours. Whereas if the entire amusement park is a water slide park or a water park, it closes at 8 p.m. And in fact, the 8 p.m. hours only exist between June 15th and August 15th. As you know, it's a seasonal nature of the business, as days like today show nobody's going to go to an amusement park in Sussex County in January or February. But the park itself is only open from Memorial Day through the weekend after Labor Day. And in the early parts of June, the park is only open on weekends until school lets out. And then the only time it's actually open until 8 o'clock at night is between June 15th and August 15th. Otherwise, it closes at 6 p.m. As the board is familiar with, and we heard during the discussion about old business, There are five factors for granting a variance. The first factor being the uniqueness of the property. The uniqueness of this property is that it is a pre-existing non-conforming use as an amusement park that has existed since 1974. As part of the maintenance and modernization of that park, the replacement of rides becomes necessary, as happened in 2002 and then 2008. Through the manufacturer, and the letter that was attached in your exhibit notebook demonstrates that the only safe means of installing this ride would be at a slide height, or the platform height, of 47 feet, and then with the canopy that extends another 13 feet above that. With the county's 42-foot maximum height requirement, the minimum safe height of the slide, 47 feet, cannot be achieved without a variance. In this area of Sussex County, and that site in particular, there's not a means of the slide going underground in any ways, and so thus the site does not lend itself to shrinking the slide somehow underground. The topography would not lend itself to accomplishing a 47-foot high slide in that means. The second factor is that the site cannot otherwise be developed and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Again, as is indicated in the letter you have from the manufacturer, the minimum height of this ride to be safe is 47 feet. The development of this property as an amusement park or water park began almost a half a century ago, and the requested variance enables the reasonable use of the property as it has been since 1974. And in order to accomplish a safe manner of conveying the riders on this ride, the variance would be necessary. The third factor is that the variance was not created by the applicant, and the difficulty of installing and updating rides so that the riders are safe and the county's height requirements are not things that were, these dimensions weren't created by the applicant. The fourth factor is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I said a moment ago, it's difficult to imagine how the addition of a water slide to a water park would alter the character of the neighborhood. There are numerous slides, as there have been, and in fact, with respect to the character of the neighborhood, the reduction and actually now the elimination of the go-karts and replacement of that with the proposed water slide, the applicant believes is actually an enhancement of the neighborhood, as it eliminates the primary source of complaints that the amusement park has received from the neighbors. In addition, with respect to the character of the neighborhood, the platform of the proposed slide is virtually the same height, actually it's 2 inches lower, than the height of the existing slide, the Anaconda and the Stampede. And so thus it stays within the character of the current park precisely. And that lends itself into the fifth factor, which is that it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. And as is indicated in the letter at tab 3, this is the minimum height at which a rider can safely be conveyed down this slide. For all of these reasons, the applicant asks that the board grant the requested variance. I'm going to ask one of the Bill Lingos, if you've listened to the presentation that I've made tonight and if everything was true and correct.
Thank you, sir.
Again, my name is T. William Lingo. I'm a principal in Jungle Gems Water Park, and what the attorney has represented is truly inaccurate.
That concludes our presentation. Mr. Lingos and Mr. Kearns and I are happy to address any questions that the board may have.
All right, we'll move on. We'll start down. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
Yeah, Mr. Lingo can elaborate on the appraisal side of property value.
Again, I'm a certified general real property appraiser. I'm an expert witness in Chancery Court and Family Court. I've had my real estate license, my appraiser's license since 1978. Because we bought the water park in 1998 and the water park was pre-existing back in 1973, I believe. When that park was developed, it was basically undeveloped property surrounding that. Therefore, the park was pre-existing, so when someone went to develop that property, obviously it was a known material fact that that property was zoned C1. It was being used for a water park and other multiple uses. So therefore,
if there was a negative impact on the property values, it would have taken place at that time when they're developing those properties, because it was obvious that it was there, so it was pre-existing. And again, when you do an appraisal, you have basically three types of depreciation. You have physical, functional, and economical. This would be classified as an economical. It would be like a development next to a highway, highway noise creating possibly a negative impact value. But because we were pre-existing, the person buying in those developments had the opportunity to ask the question, make the decision, is this going to impact my value? And in my professional opinion, it does not.
And logically, subsequently, it doesn't either. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
Just want to make sure I understood you correctly. There is already some water rides there that approach the 47 feet height.
That's correct. There's a mountain in the middle of the, what they call the mountain. I'm going to walk away from the microphone for a moment.
It's okay.
Water slides that are here on the mountain itself. And the two of those rides, the Anaconda and the Stampede, their platform height is 47 feet 2 inches. And then their canopy extends. And if you look at actually tab 4, in the right-hand corner, it's hard to see the text up on the screen, but note number 14 has the proposed amusement ride, and you see the proposed height to platform is 47 feet, and the proposed height to the top of the canopy is 60 feet. And then if you look right below that, you see the existing amusement feature, Mr. Hudson, and that's those two are the Anaconda and the Stampede, and those are the ones that are the 47.07 feet and the 58.05 feet.
And you also spoke about privacy and the neighboring property shower and geometrically not possible. If you could have your engineer elaborate on that, I'd appreciate it.
Good evening. My name is John Barwick. I'm with Cairns and Associates. And I think I can do this with a demonstration, probably easier than anything. Is next time when you're in the shower, think about your enclosure and think of whatever parts of the body that you would want to remain private. And if you were to lower your head to that elevation, whether it was a lady in this case, and look up and think about how high that tower or structure would have to be able to look in. It would, even if it was on the property line, it would be very difficult from 40 feet off the property line for a 60 foot by the canopy, not even a 47 foot, the angles of deflection don't inherit. And if the top of your enclosure, somebody could possibly see your head. But if your shower enclosure is here and you're 47 feet up in the air, a good 120 to 150 feet away, the angle and your eyesight, even with the best binoculars, you would not be able to see through a shower enclosure. And the best way to think about it is when you're in your shower, you know, look at the top of your enclosure and just squat down. Think about how high a tower would have to be for somebody to look down inside your shower.
So you might understand that, for example, a next-door neighbor with out of a three-story window would be more likely to see in the shower than this application?
Absolutely, because, well, it wouldn't work. Even it would have to be the same house almost to get up and look down from the third-floor window to get down. That would be possible. But even from, like, a tree fork that was in the backyard, if you think how high that tree fork would have to be able to look in from the back property line in to look down on somebody in the shower.
Okay, thank you.
Any further
questions? No other questions.
Mr. Hutt.
How does the safety factor come into play when it's higher? Does it mean the structural part of it or anyone sliding down it makes where's the safety come into there when it's higher?
I'm not an engineer. I should let him address that, right. But it has to, I'll just let him address it.
The gentleman's name is Kyle Rieger. He's from the Spotch Tackler Company. They are out of Kansas City.
Okay.
And in the discussion with him, if you were going to do like a new ride that was thrilling to people, what they are pursuing is you stand on a trap door and you don't know when it's going to happen. All of a sudden the bottom drops out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you just fall through the trap door, and as you're falling, you have to have enough time for the speed of the fall and the amount of water hitting the friction to get the angle right as the person hits the slide and starts the slide to go out. If it's less than 47 feet, then you're just doing like what they already have. You're not having the thrill ride. And they're saying that it's not a good idea to do the trapdoor ride if you don't have at least 47 feet.
Okay.
Because it has to do with getting your speed up so you get that inertia up.
Because
mm-hmm. If it just drops out, and you have, in other words, it all has to do with, and I'm not a water slide engineer, so I'll just, as it was explained to me, that's how
to elaborate on what you had talked to Mr. Mills about, I can't, physically in my mind, I can't imagine kids wanting to look into a shower when they're 60 feet in the air.
Oh, I can't.
Well, 47 feet. Yeah. Well, it's 47
it's
feet in the air.
47.
47 feet in the air.
Right.
And again, if you have a really good set of binoculars and maybe you're Superman Jr. and you can look through the shower enclosure, you might have something to look at. Of course, if you're Superman, you don't need the binoculars, and you can see anybody anytime. So
I don't know if you picked up on the board. You know what they're doing. They're saying my age. I wouldn't want to be looking. Anyway.
No, we're just saying you need to go back in time. Huh?
It's hard for him to imagine to be a kid because it's been so long.
It. oh, boy.
And again,
is there a lot of activity, I would say, kids squealing and hollering? I imagine that would be something that you could answer.
Actually, I'm going to. This is Bill Lingo, the general manager who runs it. It's day-to-day operations.
Yes. I wouldn't say there'd be any more than there is right now.
Right now. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, obviously, kids are going on a water slide, they're going to make some noise, laughing, having fun. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it'd be any more noticeable than what's already there.
Do you constantly get complaints about the noise?
No, sir. Now that we've gotten rid of the go-karts, yes.
Yeah.
And as Mr. Hutt mentioned, not only did we get rid of the go-karts running till 10 p.m., another factor was the music would play till 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've gotten rid of that. The music's over at 8, and also the lights would stay on till 10. Now we don't run lights at all.
Okay. So you answered the safety question. The noise question, question I would like to ask Mr. Hutt and Mr. Lingo, if this board approves that, will you be the first people to go down the 60-foot? I'll put that in stipulations if you got any.
I hope so, because my kids want me to. So.
Oh, well, okay.
I'll definitely do it.
No, I have no other questions, Mr.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
Houses. How many houses are around that area, right where that's going? I mean, we got one letter and complaint on that. I don't see any houses around that, to tell you the truth.
They're not, actually, if I can walk over the screen again.
Sorry, just a moment, I'll give you a chance, please. Okay.
There are houses along here. Actually, there are houses pretty much everywhere except for on the Route 1 frontage.
Okay.
And along here is multifamily housing. These right here, sort of, I guess behind there are single-family houses, and then this is multifamily as well on over here.
So what does the distance from the property? Do you say that from the property to their house?
From the slide to
the property line? Property line.
To the property line, from the back of the slide there to the property line is about 80 feet. Is that
correct? It's 80 feet, and then how far is that from somebody's house?
Probably another 40.
Another 40? Okay.
Probably a little bit less, because I didn't bring my scale with me. I was using the...
Sir, do you want to come back up to the mic, if you would, please?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't catch you.
That's
okay. Thank you.
Yes, and that was a pretty much rough estimate when it came up. I didn't see the letters beforehand, so I was like, huh, well, it's how close are we? So I know that's about an inch and use the scale, and so it's not precise to be entered in the record, but it's pretty close.
127 feet away from the highest.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long have they been there? Is this since the boom, the building boom? It's been around there because you said there was nothing there when you started to develop Jungle Gyms. I remember that. Was it in the booming area, Mr. Lingo?
No, sir, it was not. It was prior to the building boom. So it's been pre-existing, yes. And it's a cul-de-sac that comes to the end, and there are like two houses at the end of the cul-de-sac, and then as you go down towards Bay Vista Road, it's like a single row of houses. But yes, they were there prior to the boom.
Did you have many complaints with the go-karts?
Yes, sir.
You did have a lot of
complaints? Yes, I think that if you did a survey, you would find that our neighbors are quite happy with the discontinuance of the go-karts.
And you're going with a water slide, so it shouldn't really make any meat a lot better.
Yes, without the go-karts, it's a lot better. It's the new water slide will be comparable to the existing noise generated by the existing water park.
So, in other words, you feel the noise level will remain the same?
I believe it's going to be a wash.
Less,
yes, sir.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay. No other questions.
Are ready? Mr. Sharp.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Mr. Sharp, I don't mean to interrupt you. Looks like Ms. Cornwell has just put up the tax map.
Okay.
Which shows...
Oh, good.
Nice.
This is the Jungle Gyms water park.
Okay.
And this is multifamily housing here.
Mm-hmm.
The single family houses, which I said would they be back here? Oh, your point. That's even better.
So where's the Jungle Gym going?
That would be right here.
Right there.
So with all those trees in there, it looks like it's been there for quite a while, these developments.
Yes, the single family homes to the...
Yeah, single family homes. Mm-hmm.
Is there any trees on the line around that at all?
Yes. Actually,
will not go. It's as close as it'll get.
Okay, so you do have trees on your property line all the way around it?
In most places there are. It's pretty consistent, yes.
Cypress.
Okay.
So they've been there for quite a while.
Sorry, Mr. Sharp, I interrupted you.
Well, I guess that was one of my questions. And Mr. Lingo, if you could step up, I don't know if we caught you there. You said there's some Leland cypresses?
Yes, sir. We have a fence on our property line, inside the fence on our side. We have planted Leland cypress along the
border.
Here, and then it breaks down to here because we are working.
We are working with those neighbors because they asked if we could cut some trees down because of the foliage dropping in their neighborhood, and we agreed and cooperated with them.
And one of the questions I had in looking at the current slide, or looking at your schematics, it said that the top of the canopy for the current slide is 58.05 feet. And proposed top of this canopy is going to be 60 feet. Is there a reason why the canopy is going to be a couple feet taller than what you've got currently?
Other than that's what the manufacturer told us it needed to be, that's the answer. I've asked the same question as to why the canopy is now 13 feet instead of 11 feet, and we were told that that's the superstructure for that model slide that exists.
I think you've answered the question I had about the sight lines, so I have no further questions.
And one more question, Mr. Becker.
Mr. Hutt, my famous question, there is a need here, is that correct? Would you explain why there's a need?
Sure, absolutely. The Jungle Gyms, as I mentioned at the outset, it's been in existence for a long time. This is a tourist area that's visited annually by 76,000 people. It employs 231 people, and the need for this is that if this isn't approved, then the park has to look at some other option to keep the park vibrant and keep it an economically viable situation. You can't have, if you were to do nothing to maintain a park, obviously it's going to gain a reputation for being an old park, and will not be a commercially viable enterprise. As I indicated, it was opened in 1974, and probably the most significant updates to it were done in 2002, and now we're 14 years beyond that, and with the comments from the neighbors and the need to update the park and keep it a location and destination that people want to go to, whether you live here in Sussex County or you're visiting here, the update is necessary to keep the park economically viable.
And this is normal with parks, right, to increase some more rides and et cetera to bring in...
Absolutely. Amusement parks are, it doesn't matter whether amusement parks, they're always updating rides, eliminating older rides, and adding new rides. Again, just to keep a new, fresh look on the park.
Okay. Thank you.
In being a good neighbor and getting rid of the noise problem that with the go-karts, did that impose any type of economical hardship?
Well, certainly there's less income to the park when you eliminate one of the attractions at the park. And they're hoping, obviously, the last part of the plan, as I mentioned, is to substitute this. I thought the slide was up there, so I thought I was pointing to, but I'm not. the hope is to substitute the income that was let go when with the elimination of those go-kart tracks and substitute the new slides and income in its place as more visitors come, because now they get to ride a new slide at Jungle Gyms.
And be repeat on that too. Okay.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Let me have your hands, please. All those in opposition? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. For those that would like to speak, please come forward and be sworn in at this time. Again, those that wish to speak now, please come forward and be sworn in. Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Esther Downs, 46 Eagle Drive, Rehoboth.
If you wait right here, I'm going to get his information. I'll swear you both at the same time.
40 Eagle Drive.
Okay. And Ms. Downs, can
you? Yeah.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when you go up there, just please state your name for the record.
Okay. Again, I'm going to ask one more time. Is there anybody else at this time that would like to speak in opposition to please come forward? Thank you. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Gentlemen. Thank you for taking the time to hear the concerns my husband and I have concerning the proposed plans for the Jungle Gym Amusement Park. My name is Esther Downs. My husband Rick and I have owned our property at 46 Eagle Drive, bordering the southern fence of the Jungle Gym, for nearly 14 years. 2 years ago, we made a very significant investment upgrading our property, preparing it for our retirement residents. Our major concerns are not only the imposing height, but also the location of the 60-foot structure that will be in use 3 months a year. This proposal for the Linco Amusement Park serves no altruistic benefit to the community and will negatively impact the neighboring residents year-round and for years to come. We believe there is no reason for Jungle Gym to build such an imposing structure solely for their benefit. Such an aggressive move would significantly disrupt the neighboring communities bordering the property, which are presently desirable residential communities with primarily year-round residents. The proposed location of this 60-foot structure is squarely in the intersection of the stormwater drain pond. This is the same location where a large drain pipe is now located. If the size of the storm pond is to be reduced, where will the storm water run to when it rains? In addition, the proposed plan for the Jungle Gym project calls for additional parking. Previously, patrons were to park across Country Club Road on undeveloped land where Bed Bath & Beyond, Wawa, Fresh Market, and three additional pad sites are now going. With all the asphalt covered there and the additional asphalt being provided for the Jungle Gym parking project, where and how will all this additional stormwater be dispersed? We have seen the entire pond filled during June storms and as recently as this winter when we had the Northeastern. If the proposed project comes to fruition, property values will inevitably be significantly reduced. In addition, quality of life would be detrimentally impacted. Use of outdoor decks and hot tubs would be limited due to noise and privacy. Jungle Gym patrons could readily peer down into the outdoor showers. Outdoor entertaining would be compromised. Neighboring residents are entitled to their privacy and reasonable consideration of their concerns. Therefore, my husband Rick and I respectfully ask the Board of Adjustment to deny the application for the 60-foot height variance of this structure for the reasons given, and ask that you require Lingo Amusement Park to reconsider their plans. Thank you. I can show you where our property is if you want to.
The site map.
There you go.
Okay. The letter that you received earlier that was spoken about, those people live right here, the Forreys. Our property line is right here. Any planning that's been done in that area has been done by the residents, not by the amusement park. So, and this is all Marsh Harbor over here. So,
yeah, what she says and what you want to look at is they've chosen a location.
Thank you.
Is it okay? I'm sorry.
She was finished. Maybe
she was. She was.
Ma'am, were you there when the go-karts were there, too?
Yes, sir.
You don't think this would be better than the go-karts?
Absolutely not. They're going to be much closer to us. With the noise that we hear now, it's minimal. They're right about that because it's within the park.
Okay.
This is going to be right in our backyard.
And
so all those kids, whatever, how many they expect a day, are going to be going up and down, squealing, as you say. And they're just on top of us now. When they're in the other ones, they're more interior in the park.
They're farther in.
Okay. Correct.
You said the trees. You plant the trees. They got a fence around it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They don't have any of the trees, their own trees around that park?
Not on my part. We planted everything that's along our fence, which is quite a ways. And Forreys planted, I guess they're Leon Cypress, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
That's what's on our side of the lot. There's nothing on our fence that borders Lingo that was planted by Lingo.
And you said 60 foot. So you're against this, the height of that, or is 47 feet where they're going to be standing inside?
We oppose the height. And we oppose the location being right on our fence.
Okay.
You do understand that.
Let me.
Sorry.
No, you don't. They understand you're about 127 feet away from you.
Well,
that's what he. That's what
I am.
Said.
What?
Where that park's going to be? About 127 feet away.
First he said 80.
Sorry, letter. Would you please just a moment, sir?
I'm sorry.
How about you sit down?
I'm a big girl. I can talk for myself.
Thank you. I'll call you back, sir. No.
And what's your question?
From your house to that, your property line to that slide.
Okay. It will be from what? About here to the to what? To the circle?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it'll be 60 feet high.
Okay.
Would you want that in your backyard?
Well, look.
I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just.
No, ma'am.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you know what it's zoned there?
Zoned commercial.
Correct. What is the maximum height in commercial?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay? I assume you don't know. It's 42.
I'm a school teacher.
Okay. I'm going to educate you here. It's 42 feet.
Okay.
Okay. He wants 5 feet more on that platform. When you bought your property there, which you said 14 years ago.
There was no water slide, period.
But now you're lucky because he could have put a they can put a building or anything up there 42 feet.
That's what we anticipated would have happened. There was like a sulky horse farm.
It could have been anything, right? Okay, because it's a C1 area. And when you bought in a C1 area, that means you can have commercial endeavors there.
Yes, sir. That is true.
And they can be 42 feet high.
Okay.
All he's asking for is a 5 foot. He wouldn't even have to come here with 42 feet. You know that? If he wanted to put that
sir,
up.
Sir, I've expressed my concerns respectfully. And
yeah, I'm just trying to educate you and what it is, if you didn't know, that he wouldn't even have to appear before here if he says, oh, man, let's make everything 42 feet. I don't want to go to the Board of Adjustment. But the engineer said and the company said, you know, 47 feet is, you know, and I asked that question. You heard that question asked. Why at height does that increase safety? Mm-hmm. Well, he explained all the reasons behind that. So okay. I'm trying to get, you know, trying to get through your mind that you just don't want that there, right? Because you understood that he could be 42
sir,
feet.
Sir, I've expressed my concerns. I've tried to be a good neighbor to them.
You've talked to him?
I didn't. We didn't know about this till like a week ago.
Oh.
We didn't know a 60-foot thing was going up there.
I'm sure they.
We got the thing from the county, and then we got a letter from them this week, or last week.
Well, like I'm saying, now if they dropped it down.
I know they didn't. I'm sorry.
If they dropped it down 5 feet.
I still wouldn't be happy.
I know. But I want you to understand that. It
when Esther ain't happy, ain't nobody. No.
Why they're asking, they're appearing.
I understand that, sir. My husband understands that. Okay. All the residents understand
now
that.
Now I understand it, too, because I had an engineer tell me.
Okay.
Okay, why mm-hmm. they needed something higher than 42 feet to make this slide work.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to understand that. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Mills.
So if the water slide was at 42 feet, you'd still be opposed?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. You mentioned something about the stormwater management pond.
Yes, sir.
Is where, your understanding is where it's to be located, it's going to be in the middle of that pond?
Did in I the middle of right? the pond that's there now?
Yeah. Is that what you were saying? I was trying to hear what you...
This
is the storm pond now, where they're going to put it. Right?
We'll ask the applicant. I just wanted to make sure that I understood what you had said correctly. Yeah. So we'll ask the applicant.
No. I'll have to ask that question.
Mm. Okay, any further questions?
I don't have anything further, Ms. Downs.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, excuse.
Now, sir, you may please come forward.
Thank you.
All right.
I apologize. My name is Bruce Powell, and I'm just very excited about this issue.
I can see that, sir, but I'm just trying to let the lady talk.
I understand. At this meeting, are we only allowed to discuss the height issues or the stormwater? Are those things open as well?
Just the height, sir.
Okay, the height issue, and you've heard the professionals testify here. But you know that there was two numbers. First, they said 80-foot. Now I'm hearing 120. Could I ask the engineer which is it?
But you need to, you ask us, and then we'll ask him for you, sir.
Okay, well, however you do this, I'm unfamiliar.
Get your questions answered.
But for if this clarifies for you, he said that the proposed structure would be 80 feet from the property line.
That's what I thought. Thank you. Okay, the location they put it is in the worst possible location. It creates a noise issue for all the surrounding properties. They put it all the way back in the corner, and it's totally surrounded by properties. Okay, and just like the lady said, a 42-foot building would be fine because there's no noise, no lights, no music, no kids screaming. Right now, I live about 1,000 feet from the existing one, and we're hearing the noise from the kids yelling and that at my home. Now, they're talking about moving this thing back about 300 feet up, I imagine, from where the existing one is, right in the heart, very corner of the property, surrounded by all the residents completely around them.
Sir, with all due respect, noise isn't the issue here.
I'm sorry?
With all due respect, noise is not the issue here, height.
Well, the height creates the noise, because when you put the thing up 60 feet, the noise carries throughout the throughout the community much better. You know, and believe me, it carries through. And it's sometimes it's joyful noise. You know, it's kids screaming and hollering and all. But it's going to get too great when you move that thing that close to all these residents that totally surround where they're putting it.
How long have your place been there, sir?
25 years.
25 years.
Yes, sir.
They were there since 1974, 73, 74.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of noise there, too. Didn't you know when you moved there that you were moving into...
No, at that time, I don't believe the water slides were even in.
Well, no, it was an amusement park, though, and it had noise. It
well, yes, but you never know what's going to go in there. So, but you also have to realize that the communities around deserve some peace and quiet in the summertime. And during the day, this is not going to happen.
I know.
Okay, I'm just telling you, you have to go there. All you have to do is come to this community when this thing is running in the daytime, and I'm 1,000 feet away now. And you can hear it clear as day. I mean, it's...
Well, see, what I can't get through my head through years and years and years in Sussex County is if you're going to buy a piece of property like that, you knew that there was an amusement park over there. I'm sure you knew that, right?
Yeah.
And you know there's going to be noise from an amusement park.
Of course, but a limited amount of noise, and I'm sure that would be acceptable. But what I'm saying is it's excessive. And it's going to be worse when they move it closer.
It's excessive.
And the fact that we were there, the amusement park, I feel like the other ones, I didn't think it would last this long. I thought it would become a developments.
Okay.
We all thought that. We didn't think it would make it.
Okay.
But they've made it big. And I tell you, I've been to everything, every ride in that amusement park. And it is a really nice place to be. Okay, there's no question about safety, the way they run it. It's wonderful, okay? And I take my kids, I've had my grandkids there. But what I'm saying is, this particular option here is gonna hurt all the communities around. There's other places that they could put this. Stormwater management is huge. You have heard them mention that they're increasing, they've already put 200 or 250 parking places. They're gonna put more in. They've announced that in the letter that we just got here. Where is the stormwater thing is filling now?
Excuse me, sir. I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want to keep you on the subject of heights.
Okay.
They're appearing before us for the heights.
Well, they're building it.
We can't do anything about the noise, right?
Well, they're building it.
We can either approve the heights or disapprove the variance on the heights, right?
I believe they stated. I believe they stated that it's being built in the stormwater area, which will reduce its capacity. So the heights might not.
That's all we can rule on.
All right, on the height. Okay, the height situation, you got where its location. The height is in a bad place. Okay. You know for a fact that if you're in your house, your backyard, and you have a six-story building that's 80 foot away from you, the proportions are going to be ridiculous. You know, your house is 20, 25 foot. You're going to have three or four stories more of this mechanical structure behind your house. This could be an eyesore. It is going to, I don't care what the professional says, I wouldn't buy a house there, okay? It is going to depreciate. Anybody with any common sense knows that a structure like that, that close to your home, is going to depreciate your home.
Mr. Powell, if they were limited to 42 feet, would you still be in opposition for it being there?
It's, yes, because
okay,
the noise issue.
That's all I need to know.
The noise issue is.
That's all I ask. You
okay.
Thank you.
That's all, sir.
Any questions?
No. Would you want something?
They kept bringing up stormwater management. If this is
not
approved,
an issue for us.
They would have. It's an right. issue for the Sussex Conservation District. They handle stormwater management for the Sussex yeah. County.
That's why I asked at the beginning, because they talked about everything when they had their shot here.
Right.
And I was concerned about that as well. So.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, we don't have anything.
You don't get into that. Okay.
No,
sir.
Okay. Yes.
Sir, I just have a problem with both of you. I mean. When you built your home there, that was there. So don't you think they were going to make improvements?
I had no idea. I was far enough. I'm 1,000 foot away. I never thought I'd have any problems with air.
But, I mean, don't they have the right to make improvements to make money?
Not at other people's expenses, no.
I mean, I think he already testified that he thought it would be gone by now.
But they don't have the right, I believe, in my mind, to do it at the cost of the people that already live in there. And that's what's going to happen. Okay? That's what's going to happen.
You're saying the real estate value is going to go down. Is that what you're saying? At the cost of people?
Everything that Esther said about, everything I believe she said is true. Yes, I believe it. This professional can say all he wants, but you have common sense, people. You're not going to go buy a house that's got this thing, six-story stall, behind your house. You're just not going to do it with the noise and all the thing. And he can say all he wants about property value, but it's going to decrease property value. I think you all know that.
Okay. I'll wait, sir.
Any other questions?
Any other questions, Chairman?
No,
sir. Thank you, sir. Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Mr. Calloway, I don't know if the applicant wants to. If he wants to rebut at all, we've heard your testimony here from opposition.
Just one. Before any construction is done, there will be a involvement with this soil and water conservation for stormwater management. Correct.
Absolutely. As Ms. Cornwell started to allude to a moment ago, I believe any project. Whether it's this project or actually the one across the street that was mentioned, the Bed Bath & Beyond and Wawa site, that has its own stormwater management, which was reviewed and approved when that commercial site plan was approved. The Planning and Zoning Commission won't sign off on that plan until all of the requisite permits, including the Sussex Conservation District, have been received. The same is true of the Jungle Gyms Amusement Park. As part of that commercial site plan, the engineers, Karen's firm, will be going to Sussex Conservation District, and will it involve some reconfiguration of the stormwater? That's likely, but that's also due to the fact that they've increased the parking lot, and that does increase the impervious area. But all those things are taken into calculation by the Sussex Conservation District, and those will be properly accounted for, and that permit will be obtained.
Would you have taken the 42-foot, would you believe, the Lingos would have taken the 42-foot into consideration and not be here tonight if it wasn't for an engineering problem like that?
Safety issue?
Yes.
Safety issue?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Warwick?
Mr. Hunt, was the go-kart track it was in the same place?
The actually, there was five go-kart tracks, but the most recent go-kart track that was removed.
Was it in that same area?
It was,
in
correct.
Same area.
Actually, it circled around. It looped around like this.
Okay.
It went behind the houses of the folks who you heard from. It was along their property line and then up along here. This property line as well with the keys of Marsh Harbor.
Okay.
And one thing Mr. Lingo asked me, if you saw him walk over here, he did want to, she was referring to the plantings along here and she is correct that they have a fence here and the plantings are on their side of the fence, not the Jungle Gym side of the fence.
Okay.
The plantings that he was talking about are over here on the keys of Marsh Harbor.
Okay. I wonder if it'd be interested in putting trees down the opposite side to help the sound or something.
You'd be interested in if they...
They're going the other way with it.
Yeah.
Going down this way, yes.
How's that sound to you, Mr. Lingo? Do you want to step up there? How's that suggestion sound?
Very happy to do that. I want happy neighbors.
All right, sir.
What type of trees would you put in there? Because you need something grows fast.
Yes, sir. And that would be comparable to what she planted. Those Leland cypress, they're probably the fastest growing evergreen that keeps its foliage around.
Further questions?
Am I allowed to talk?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't see your hand, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Just as a compromise, is there any chance they could relocate this, move it from here over to the commercial side where the parking lot is and be away from the neighbors? You'd just be up against the commercial people.
Ma'am, you need to address that to us, and then we can ask it, please.
I would propose a compromise to keep everybody happy, and I don't think the height would be an issue if they flipped it over to the parking lot side. I don't know if that's feasible, but I think that would make everybody happy. It would be great publicity. Everybody'd see it coming down Route 1, and it'd be over on that side, away from all the away from all the residential people.
So you'd be happy with that? If
I'd be thrilled.
Well, we'll hear from the applicant.
Thank you.
Okay. You can come back.
The difficulty with that proposal is that this, if you look in the largest box, either up on the screen or in your exhibit notebook, this is basically an extension of the existing community, park rather. So the walkways, and you're walking right into this new exhibit. It's just an extension off of the Lazy River. So if you were to put something out in the parking lot, the park doesn't go out there currently. So you would have to figure out a means of conveying people to sort of a different and distinct location, as opposed to this, which would be a part of become a uniform part of the park. And for ticketing reasons, safety reasons, obviously, it's much better for an amusement park to be in control of things that are all within one confined area. People are going around to the different concession stands in there, rather than having to go to something that's on the other side of the property. And I don't know if either one of the Lingos have anything, any other reasons. That was my understanding of the reason for the location of the functionality of the park.
Is parking at a premium now when it's very busy? Does that have an effect on putting something in the parking lot?
Well, certainly the during the peak summer months of July and August, parking is at a premium there. Certainly they wouldn't want to reduce the parking. And as I understood the proposal, it would probably be to add parking back there. But again, that would be they'd have to realign the park because people don't enter the park from back there. Again, that's the overall functionality of the site.
Gotcha. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. Again, hearing no other opposition.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,713 to the next regular meeting.
Which will be the 29th. Does that give you enough time, Mrs. Grandma?
I believe so. If not, we would have to put it on the
March
agenda.
7th. Shall we put it on March the 7th then to be sure?
Well, it's 2 weeks.
I think it's 2 weeks, so we should be fine. I'm just trying to do the math.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so our next. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11,713 until our next regular meeting, which will be the 29th. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,717 is tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be the 29th. Okay.